Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tuesday is set to be a big day as the first of many scheduled public listening sessions are set to take place as part of the Queen City Forward initiative run by the New York State Department of Transportation. What is your anticipation for this meeting, and what are you looking forward to as part of this new process as part of the reset for the Kensington Expressway project?
Well, it would be great if it is a genuine reset, if that is that they start at the start the way they should, and look at all of the factors that they're supposed to look at in making the best decision. That's all we want, is the right decision, the best decision, as soon as possible. That's what we want. I think what they're going to do, and from what I've heard, is a rehash of all the previous positions and a rehash of all of the fallacious arguments from before. We don't want that. We just want to, when you look at the circumstances, what is the best thing for the city of Buffalo and the people that are affected by it?
Are you anticipating a big turnout for whether it be Tuesday's public hearing informational session, or are you anticipating that a lot of these are going to be well attended by not just the people impacted directly by this highway in the city of Buffalo?
Actually, I think it is going to be a large turnout of a wide segment of the population. And that is the thing, is that everyone in not just the people in the immediate area, but everyone in the city of Buffalo is tremendously affected by this decision, because it involves something. It's not just a narrow decision. It affects the whole economic, environmental, and well-being of the city of Buffalo. That's what we've been saying all along, is that it is something with a large impact on a lot of people, and they should all be heard. But I think when you hear them all, you will realize that this is not a quote-unquote localized decision. It's something that goes back to restoring Buffalo as the best designed city in the world.
Now, I know that during the process with the original plans to tunnel the Kensington, it was Rock Restore Our Community Coalition that was kind of the forefront at the forefront of the initiative. And then Eastside Parkways Coalition came in and really kind of spread the word about the lack of a proper study done, environmental study done for that project. What's the importance and the significance in your mind to hear from more people in the community, not just from those two groups, about the future of the Kensington?
The thing that I found out while I was working on this even more is that the important thing is to understand that the Kensington Expressway project is $1 billion plus project. The combined sewer overflow project is $1 billion plus project. The brownfield opportunities area plan for that area that's right next to it, what they call the Northland Beltline plan, that's $1 billion plan. What I realized is that none of these entities, not the DEC, Department of Environmental Conservation, not the Department of Transportation, not the Buffalo Sewer Authority, not the Buffalo Common Council, no one is talking to the other parties to do the right plan, the right way that affects everything. we want the Skajakwata Creek restored. They just came up with the Skajakwata Heritage Area. They just came up with a lawsuit that said the taking of the land was illegal for the Seneca Nation and the Thruway. All of these things reflect the same problem, whether it's the stamp plant, whether it's Zora Valley, whether it's the Kensington Expressway, is that environmentally, they're not doing the right thing for the people of the city of Buffalo and the region. They need to talk to each other. They need to do the right thing.
So given that, what's your message to the State Department of Transportation as well as the public at large and the people that obviously that you represent with the coalition? What's your message to them as this process begins and the future of the Kensington kind of starts to reimagine itself?
Our message is the same as it's always due. Do the thing according to the law, which means that the State Environmental Quality Review Act should be followed. That means that you should assign a lead agency. You should talk to the other involved agencies involved in the project or related to the project. And when you listen to the people, when you listen to what is important, historic cultural resources, restoration of the watershed, concern for the people in the disadvantaged communities that are adjacent, we're the only people that would actually be sidelined from this proposed tunnel project. You couldn't get onto it from any of the four disadvantaged communities that are going to be hosting the 5 years of construction. Listen to the people. Do the right thing. It's the most economic. It produces the biggest environmental and economic impact on behalf of the citizens, and it should happen right now, according to the plan, not 5, 6, 10 years later. Do the right thing. Spend that $1.25 billion instead of some pie in the sky $2 or $3 billion that goes to mega out-of-state construction companies. Do the right thing the right way for the people that live here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.